men are rowing on a river. The river flows at a rate of 2 miles an hour. A starts 6 miles downstream and B starts 4 miles upstream. A rows twice as fast as B. At what point will they pass?
A rows twice as fast as B. B can't be trying very hard.
Mom.
Perhaps she's trying to make a little joke. Let me see. At what point do they pass? Why don't you ask your father? He's done a lot more rowing than I have.
Dad.
Uh-huh.
Dad, these two guys are rowing on a river, see? And the river...
What guys?
Well, it doesn't matter. Just any two guys. A and B.
Oh, this is math.
Mm-hmm. Anytime you run into two guys with a real stupid problem, it's always A and B.
What's the problem?
Well, the river flows at a rate of 2 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Now, A starts 6 miles downstream, and B starts 4 miles upstream. A rows twice as fast as B.
B can't be trying very hard. I was just trying to make a little joke.
Mom already made it.
I see. Well, great minds, same channels.
Well, the stupid problem is, at what point do these guys pass?
Well, simple, Jeff. Now, A rows downstream and B rows... Or does B row downstream? No, well, it doesn't matter. Here, give me... two men are rowing on a river, right?
That's what it says.
The river flows at the rate of 2 miles an hour, right?
Right.
Now, A starts 6 miles downstream, B starts 4 miles upstream. Now, at what point do they pass? You'll never learn a thing if I help you. You have to learn by doing.
Dad, I gotta hand it in tomorrow.
Well, this is a fine time to start.
It certainly is. 9 o'clock Sunday night.
Well, why didn't you work on this over the weekend?
Gee, I don't know. I guess it just slipped my mind.
It slipped your mind? No, you just put it off so it wouldn't overtax your mind. Now, what do you suppose would happen if I put off everything until the last possible day? Hmm? Overtax? Honey, what day is this? I mean, date.
The date? Gee, I don't know.
Holy smoke! Tomorrow's the last day. I've got to get it in tomorrow, and I haven't even... I can't do it tonight. I've got all these house calls to... Jeff, would you go upstairs and do your homework, please?
What do you have to get in?
My income tax.
And you wouldn't hire an accountant, remember?
But don't look at me like that. It slipped my mind.
Oh, that's okay, Dad. I know how it is.
Using my razor.
Oh, Alex, no one uses your razor.
Well, it's pulling. I can't get a decent shave.
I'm sure you'd be getting a wonderful shave if you had your income tax finished.
Well, that has nothing to do with it. A man spends so much time reporting his income, he can't make any.
Well, I suggested, you know, that you turn it over to Harvey Parker, as we did last year.
I don't need any help from Harvey Parker. Now, that's $140 we can save. After all, if I'm not capable of figuring out my own income tax...
You said yourself you didn't have the time.
Not if we stand here arguing about it.
But it's Harvey's business. I mean, I think it's money well spent.
You do?
Yes, I do.
All right, maybe the next time you can take over the whole thing. I'll wash my hands of it. That hall light has been on all night, just burning up money.
But it's the nightlight. We always have it on.
What for? So burglars can find their way? Where's the paper?
Oh, I forgot it, Dad. I'll go get it.
I think I might at least be allowed the morning paper at breakfast.
Yes, dear. What would you like for breakfast?
Oh, doesn't matter. Whatever you've got. I haven't got much time with this income tax hanging over my head.
Well, dear, since you don't have much time, and since Harvey is an accountant, and you did use him last year...
I don't know why there's all this mystery about income tax. Any grown man with a simple knowledge of arithmetic can master it in a couple of hours.
Yes, dear.
Just find a couple of hours.
That's what I always say.
Here you go, Dad.
Soaked. Well, I'm gonna get started.
I haven't had your breakfast.
No, I have some coffee in the office. And tell the newsboy he owes us a paper.
Oh, Alex.
Do you want to know what's wrong with our society?
What?
Well, it's a long story. I haven't got time to go into it now.
Oh,
Here's some breakfast, dear.
Who's got time for breakfast? I've got to get this return finished. Who can concentrate? Those sports cars ought to be abolished. What's he doing on the street anyway?
Well, I think it's Johnny Barker. He lives on this street.
Kidney, please don't be reasonable.
I think he lives on this street, too.
Look, if anybody wants me, I'm on my way to the hospital. I am, too. I'm going to lock myself in an office where nobody can get at me. Honey, look, where are those tax records?
Tax records?
Yeah, the sales slips and stuff are deductions. I've looked all through here.
Alex, why don't you just run along and get started, and I'll find them and bring them down to you.
I've already got started,
but how can I go? Run along, darling. I know a place where they just might be.
Well, then why not give them to me now?
Because I'm sure they're not there. I mean, I know that I can find them, and you just run along and I'll bring them to you.
Well,
really?
I use this stuff.
Alex?
What?
I hate to keep bringing this up, but how can I explain it to Nora?
Explain what?
I mean, we're such good friends, and you've always had Harvey do your tax report. I mean, once you start a thing like this, particularly if you're friends...
That's why I didn't want to get involved with him in the first place. I need those records.
Harvey? Oh, well, when do you expect him back? Well, would you ask him to call Donna Stone as soon as possible? It's urgent. Thank you.
You do solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
I do.
Be seated, please. Now, Mrs. Schultz, tell the court in your own words, if you will, just what seems to be the trouble between you and your husband.
He's so mean to me.
Now, try to pull yourself together.
Well, he...
Go on, if you can.
So much what he does, it's what he says. I mean, it isn't what he says, it's the way he says it.
Go on, Mrs. Stone.
He treats me as if I were the Bureau of Internal Revenue.
You mean he doesn't love you?
Not this morning, he didn't. I mean, I tried to be nice to him. I got up and I fixed him some muffins, and all he did was...
Now, Mrs. Stone... Please try and control yourself.
I'm sorry, Ron.
Perhaps your husband has problems. I take it that normally he's kind and considerate.
Not this morning, he wasn't.
What did he do, Mrs. Schultz?
Well, he's just so mean to me.
Out. It's awful in. I had to talk to somebody.
Oh, well, let me take the things, dear.
You know that you're lucky to be married to a man like Alex.
Why?
It's Harvey. He's just been impossible lately.
Well, that seems to be going on all over. As a matter of fact, I'm waiting for Harvey to call me back right now.
If you're lucky, he won't. That man. Of course, it's the income tax.
Oh?
Harvey gets like this every year. Everyone after him at the last minute.
Oh.
Why'd you call him?
Oh, Nora, I've done a terrible thing. You know, I saw the week slipping by, and I knew that Alex was never going to get around to it. So, you know, I asked Harvey to do our income tax report again this year. And now, for some reason, Alex insists on doing the report himself. Don't ask me why, but he's adamant, and you know how stubborn men can be.
Do I?
And I haven't had the nerve to tell Alex that I've already given the papers to Harvey and asked him to get started. Honestly, it's so embarrassing.
Honey, don't you even give it another thought. Harvey is so far behind that it'll be a big relief to him to know that there's one he won't have to do.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I wish she'd hurry and call me back.
Honey, at this time of the year, Harvey doesn't call anybody back.
He doesn't? Well, Nora, I've got to get that file for Alex. Now, I think I'd better go to Harvey's office right now and get the papers. Would you come with me?
Into the lion's den?
Oh, come on.
All right, I'll go along.
Oh, wonderful. Let me help you with your things here.
Maybe we can go for lunch.
Yeah.
To the tea shop and see who's wearing what.
Oh, that's a darling hat. It does something for you.
It does something, all right, but I don't know if it's for me. Do you have anything else?
Well, I have one more, but I'm not supposed to show it yet. But I think it'd be all right. I'll be back.
Well, what do you think?
I think I've been taken. You said you'd go to Harvey's office with me.
Well, it's only across the street. You wouldn't want to pass up a sale. It'll only take a minute and I'll make up my mind.
Let's go, Nora. We can come back here later.
Oh, no. Everything would be picked over.
Here it is, madam. Oh, that's beautiful. Would you like to try it? No, I'm not buying anything today.
Oh, just for fun. You haven't tried anything.
Oh, it had been reduced 50%.
Oh.
It's marvelous.
Darling, it's divine. It's wicked. We'll take it.
You mean she'll take it?
No, I'll take it. She just came along to help me make up my mind. Oh, wait a minute. What did you say the price was?
With the reduction, $49.50.
Oh,
come on, let's go.
No, you have to have it. Donna, will you do me a favor? Will you charge it to your account? You can keep it for me, and when Harvey is in a real good mood, I can break the news to him.
All right, anything. Let's get over to the office.
No, I can't go now. I feel so guilty about the hat.
Here it is, madam.
Oh, call him. Same thing. Do you have a telephone handy?
You may use that one.
Thank you. I just know my voice is going to give me away.
Yeah, well, tell him that I have to come right over.
Oh, Donna, give the girl your charger plate, huh?
Oh. Hello, Harvey?
Hello, Harvey?
Oh, well, don't disturb him.
Leave a message, Nora.
Will you give him a message, please? Will you tell him if he's working on Dr. Stone's tax returns, don't. I'll explain later.
What about the file? I've got to get the file for Alex.
I can't face Harvey this morning. He'll see right through me. Man can see a price tag right through an overcoat.
Why, it's almost noon. Alex will be beside himself. Now, I've got to call him or something. What am I going to tell him?
Tell him it's his fault. It is. Stubborn.
Dr. Stone, please. I feel like a criminal. Alex?
Sweetheart.
Sweetheart?
I've been trying to call you.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about the file. I haven't been able to...
What a day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing.
The sun is shining?
That's figure of speech. All's right with the world. I've just been working out my tax return. And you know something, honey? I don't need any of those papers at all. I found out there's a much simpler way of doing it. I just took the standard $1,000 deductions, and you know what the balance is that we owe? $21.93. I thought it would be $200. Darling, I'm awfully sorry about this morning. I was so cranky. I don't know what came over me. I want to apologize. Darling? Honey, are you there?
I'm here.
After all, it was just money. That's nothing to get worked up about.
Are you sure you're the Dr. Alexander Stone, 243 Wynwood Drive?
Mom, do you remember the time when I raked the whole yard without Dad even asking me to? That was last fall. Well, you remember, don't you?
Well, I'm not sure that I do, but if you say so.
And remember the time when you ran out of gas and I walked the whole mile to the filling station and back?
Mm-hmm, yes, I remember that.
Why, dear? No reason in particular. I just wanted to see if you'd remembered.
Well, why are we recalling all of these happy occasions.
No reason, Mom. Mom.
Yes, dear.
I know this family isn't loaded with dough or anything like that, but I need some handlebars for my bike.
What's wrong with the handlebars you've got?
Nothing. But I'm talking about real high handlebars. I really need them.
Why?
Well, how would you like to be going around like this when everybody else is going around like this?
Why don't you talk to your father about it?
He'll just ask, what good are they? What am I going to tell him?
Well, you talk to him tonight about it. I think you'll find he's in a pretty good mood. As a matter of fact, I think I'll ask him to take us out to dinner. Take your coat off in the house, dear.
Mom, it's too cold.
Well, why didn't you turn up the heat?
I did, but the furnace just made a lot of racket, so I turned it off.
Oh? Well, I'd better check it.
Oh, I'll help you.
Paying your taxes, eh?
Uh-huh.
You're a last-minute Charlie.
If you get it in on time, that's all that counts. What's more important is how well it's done.
That's just the way I feel. That's why I hire someone to do it for me.
Now, the trouble with you, Jim, you're a specialist, so you assume that everything else requires a specialist.
Well, I haven't given it much thought, but you're right. Leave it to the expert.
Why? Why should I pay someone to do something I can do myself?
Don't let talk like that get around. People will start taking out their own appendixes.
Oh, really, Jim? I worked this whole thing out myself in a couple of hours. I saved myself the accountant's fee, and my tax is a good $150 less than it was last year.
Say, how good are you at arithmetic?
Good enough so that all I have to pay is a balance of $21.93.
Well, I'll bring Donna and the children up to see you on Visitor's Day. Then after a year or so in the big house, why, you can come back here and join us.
Well, I followed the letter of the law, and figures don't lie.
No, a shifty character can do a lot of juggling with them. Come to think of it, Alex, you've always looked a little shifty to me.
Go on, go on. But meanwhile, remember that all I owe is $21.93. What are you hit for?
Would you mind taking a look at my return?
I don't forget your insults, your scoffing. Extend the helping hand.
Spare me your nobility. I just want to know why there's such a difference in our taxes.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, uh-huh?
A little gimmick your man overlooked. It's called the standard deduction. Makes everything a lot easier and saves you a lot of money. See?
Why wouldn't my accountant know about it?
Well, he'd know about it, all right, but it's too simple. He has to complicate it so he can earn his fee.
Alex, may I ask you a question?
Go right ahead.
What's this figure right here?
Huh? Well, it's the total paid on estimated tax, just what it says.
Yes, but shouldn't that be the same as this?
No, no, no. The estimated tax is paid quarterly, so you multiply by four. You see... Wait a minute.
Exactly. That has already been multiplied by four.
Does make a difference.
Quite a difference. Well, don't hesitate to call on me if I can be of help.
About $300 difference.
Hiya, Dad. Hiya, Dylan.
Here, let me take those for you.
Hi, Daddy. Let me take your coat.
Thank you. You all seem pretty...
Daddy, we all thought you might take us out to dinner.
Yeah.
Oh?
Wasn't I supposed to say that?
Well, I thought maybe Daddy would ask us first.
Oh. Yeah. Well, how was your day, dear?
Oh, wait till we tell you about ours. Oh, it was...
Yes, it was killing. It all happened just since I got home.
Oh, Mom, tell it, though. Let me sit down first, okay?
Well, first the furnace went out, and I called the oil company. They said we need a new thrush valve. Whatever that is.
That'll cost a pretty penny.
Well, I don't know what they were doing down there. Maybe it was some kind of a coincidence, but all of a sudden, the boiler let go.
Oh, it wasn't the boiler. It was the water tank.
All over the... Honey, don't worry about it. Everything's all right. I called the fire department, and they came, and they pumped out the cellar. They were just darling about it, and the men were running around, and they hit boots up to...
They put a temporary plug in the water tank. Well, we ordered a new one.
And we ordered a new thrush valve. You should have seen your luggage floating out. the table. I don't think we're going out to dinner tonight, so...
Are you sure you haven't overlooked something?
Overlooked something?
There isn't something you've forgotten to tell me?
Forgotten to tell you?
Among all the laughable, if somewhat costly, disasters that occurred this afternoon, there isn't one that perhaps you failed to mention?
Why, no.
Then what about this?
Oh, Alex, man, I can explain that. Let me answer the door first.
Harvey, come in. Alex, Harvey's here. Harvey, Alex has been trying to get in touch with you, and so have I.
Hello, Alex.
Good to see you, Harvey. I feel I should explain to you about not getting in touch with you about my income tax.
Well, why should you?
Say, Harvey, how would you like it if your wife came home with a full hat like this at a price tag of $49.50? Have you ever seen anything more idiotic? How can they do it, Harvey? How can they do it? $49.50. Well, we have to accept these little foibles, I guess. They're what make life interesting, the spice of life, so to speak.
Come on, Harvey, let's get out of here.
Wait a minute. I forgot what we came here for.
Your income tax. It has to be postmarked by midnight.
Harvey, you see, I was just... sure that Alex would never get around to doing the tax, and so, well, I tried to stop you, but, oh, I feel terrible.
You asked Harvey to do my tax?
Well, now, listen, after all the favors you've done for Nora lately, I wouldn't even consider taking a fee for it. She'd kill me if I did. Besides, there was no work to it. Matter of minutes. A child could have done it. Oh, by the way, Alex, you, kind of went overboard on your estimate, didn't you?
I did. How do you mean?
It looks like you forgot to divide by four to get your quarterly installments. You paid the whole thing four times. Quite a refund coming.
Refund, he says.
A couple of $100, anyway.
I keep doing that. It's that quarterly business. How do you like that? Oh, Harvey, thank you, thank you. No tax at all. A refund. Darling. You know, I love that hat. It's a great hat. I'm glad you bought it.
Oh, but I didn't buy it. Nora bought...
You bought that hat?
No, I didn't buy it. Donna put it on her charge account. For me.
What makes you think that you could wear a hat like that? Let alone one that cost $49.50?
Well, I guess, Harvey, it's just one of those little... foibles that makes life so spicy.
Now, you listen to me.
Oh, Harvey, I'm so sorry. I don't know what carried me away. I'd bring it back, but it was on sale.
Harvey, I've got news for you. You, too, have a refund coming. $49.50. We're keeping the hat.
Where are you going?
No place.
Well, what you got your hat on for?
We just like it.
Say, Dad.
Yeah?
Now that we're getting all that money from the government...
you've discovered some use for the money?
Well, just part of it.
Which part?
Well, ordinarily, they only cost $4.75, but these are only $6 more.
What?
Well, with these, you really got something. And they're nickel-plated besides.
What? What are you talking about?
Handlebars.
But you've got handlebars.
Well, I know, Dad, but they're just... handlebars.
Oh, you mean there's more than one kind of handlebar?
Oh, sure. Well, these are so high you can't even see over them. You gotta look under.
Those things? But what good are they? What sense do they make?
Oh, Dad. Mom's hat. What sense does it make?
I think you just got yourself a set of handlebars.
Film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.